Sairam, dear listeners, I'm delighted to have with me in the studio Dr. Tatiana Goldberg. Dr. Tatiana Goldberg is going to be conducting the Christmas choir for the Prashanthi Nilayam Christmas for this year, that is the year 2016. Dr. Tanya Goldberg was born in Montenegro, former Yugoslavia. After graduating from the Moscow Conservatory as a solo violinist, she began her playing and teaching career based in Bosnia. In 1994, she tragically lost her family in the Bosnian War and escaped to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, where she made new life for herself and her daughter. In the year 2000, Tanya met her husband Nigel Goldberg and went to live in London, where she now teaches violin at the City University in London, the Middlesex University, and the Purcell School for Talented Children. For many years, Tanya Goldberg has contributed to the Christmas choir in Prashanthi Nilayam by playing the violin, and this year she is going to be leading it. Sairam, Tanya, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Sairam.
Now, let me begin by asking you, because our listeners are very curious, every year the world's eyes are on Christmas Prashanthi Nilayam. So what is the theme for the 2016 Christmas program?
Okay, theme for 2016 Christmas program embraces carols from several countries. It partly reflects my musical connection with countries I visited or lived in. So there are carols from South America, England, Germany, Spain, and the United States. Saying that, I also wanted to introduce more modern carols, such as Gloria from Misa Criolla, and La Peregrinación by the Argentinian composer Ramirez, and two carols by the English composer John Rutter. I hope you will agree with me that they are particularly beautiful and evocative songs when you hear them.
Oh, surely. We are so looking forward to them. Now, about this year's choir, I know it's every year, it's such a potpourri of people drawn from all over the world. What can you tell us about the composition?
The International Christmas Choir consists of people from approximately 25 countries.
Wow.
With ages ranging from our youngest member, who is 10 months old, Sai, to people well into their 70s. The choir is divided into sopranos, altos, and tenors, and I believe they all enjoyed singing their different parts.
Oh, I'm sure they do. And what information can you share about the orchestra?
The orchestra is also comprised of approximately, 15 musicians from Germany, Russia, China, India.
China also,
yes,
wow.
Yes, Denmark, Australia, and United Kingdom. There are violinists, guitarists, percussionists, trumpetists, flutists, and keyboard player.
Wow, sounds like so exciting.
So it is.
It doesn't it? Now, what are your favorite songs for this year? I know everything you mentioned sounds good, but you must, as the conductor, you must have a favorite.
Yes, this is usually the case. And I have to say my favorites are, I believe, favorites of many people in a choir. They are Alleluia, Gloria, and Lord Bless You and Keep You. Not only because of the beautiful melody, but also because of lyrics that bring divine message to all hearts.
Very nice. Sounds wonderful. You know, you have played in this choir for so long as a violinist, and you've been coming to Puttaparthi, and when I was going through your bio, your introduction, it seems you've been through a lot
several
in life. Yes. You've been quite a citizen of the world. What drew you to Puttaparthi and to Bhagwan? Why are you celebrating your Christmas here?
I will start from 2 years before Bosnian War, so in 1990s, my friend went to India, and he was obviously here in Puttaparthi, and he phoned me and said, please come for a coffee, and I will give you something, you need to smell it, and tell me the first thing which is in your mind. So it was obviously Vibhuti that he showed me then. And I smell, and I was surprised, because usually if you smell something, it will remind you of the smell of food or flower or perfume or some particular person. But in that moment, I was really overwhelmed because out of my mind pop out memories that I completely forgot. Whereas very, very, very small, but in the same time, I was very loved, I felt very loved and protected. And I said to my friend, oh, it is very strange, but this is smell of love and protection. So after that, he introduced me to Swami and told me that there is a book. And I read the book, which was The Man of Miracles. And I was raised in a communist country, so for me the idea of divinity was not very close to my heart. So I said, who knows, maybe once in my life I will meet that person. Happened that I spent 2 years in war, and I lost my family, and I escaped to Rio de Janeiro. And on the first opportunity, I had 55 days paid holidays from orchestra, so I decided I would like to visit Mexico, pyramids in Mexico. Funnily enough, until I today I still didn't go, didn't visit them. Anyway, when I came to agency, I asked how much is ticket to India, to my great surprise. And to my also great surprise, I discovered that ticket to Mexico was twice more costly than to traveling to India.
Many odd.
Yes, and I was with a friend who was literally a citizen of the world, and he was a Buddhist, a professor of philosophy, and he said, why we don't go to India? And I said, why we don't go to India? I would love to meet India. I never went before. So we decided to go to India. So from Nepal, practically, we drove all the way from temple to temple. And I remember that day I was sitting in little Kovalam beach watching this beautiful Indian sea, green to the horizon, and thinking how huge is this planet. So while I was lost in my thoughts, suddenly from horizon in front of me, zoom, appeared Swami. And I look at him, and he said, listen, everyone has to find their way alone. And I was shocked, because I then remembered that I was reading a book many years ago, and was introduced to that person. And I remember, oh, that he lives in south of India. So he must be the best person to ask why I lost the country and my friends and my family and everything I had. So I said, oh, I must go and see him. But at that moment, I even didn't remember this, because when Swami said in English, everyone has to find their way alone, I simply looked at him and I said, why are you talking to me in English? Only took me years that Swami doesn't speak in any language. He speaks in language of heart. So, of course, after my question, Swami disappeared.
But when you said he appeared, was it in flesh and blood?
I had vision of him. I don't know. I didn't touch him. He simply appeared in front of me. It was like a person, yes. Mm-hmm. And was talking to me with these words. Mm-hmm. So I ran back to hotel, and I said to my friend, you know, you remember that person I was reading a book about? I just remember him because he appeared in front of me, and I must go to that place. And my friend said, no, this is not good. I heard a lot of not good things. I don't think so. This is a good idea. I said, no, I think it's a very good idea, because if people said that he is divine, he will know the answer why I lost my family and why I have this tragedy. So we managed to find a taxi, and my friend was not happy, since he said, you will have one darshan only, and that's it. So I came here, I was running.
Year was this?
This was 1995, December. Mm-hmm. So I ran through ashram to the office and give my passport and said, my name is Tatiana Grubic in that time. Here is my passport and I would like to talk to Swami. And of course everyone starts to laugh and they said, oh, sorry, that is not the way. You will need to go to queue and then you will see what will happen. So I went into queue and it happened that in front of me was a sitting lovely lady who helped me to find a pencil and paper, and she said it will be probably the best you write a paper because you don't know if Swami will call you. I was lucky that time that I was in fourth queue, and after sitting for several hours waiting for Swami, I start to talk to women around me, and one woman was ill from brain tumor and another just lost her husband. I have my own tragedy, and I look all this mass of people and I felt I'm only a drop in a sea of human tragedies. I lost everything, but I don't feel lost. So, and I felt very calm and very happy. So at that moment, while I was thinking, I lost everything, but I don't feel lost, Swami appeared. And I was, of course, on my knees screaming, Swami, here is the letter, here's the letter. Every time he saw me, he passed four times. He turned, never looked at me, never took my letter. I went back to Brazil. After 4 months, the lady who I met in ashram sent me a card and said, today Swami took your letter. And from that then on, my start really changed. Mm-hmm. My life really changed.
And here you are today.
And here am I, yes. Today with my husband also, who I met in Brazil. He is from United Kingdom, born in Leeds. We both live in, and work in London. And it was interesting story because coming from Brazil, I didn't know when I met my husband how he will see my involvement with Swami. And it was very easy because from childhood he was seeing Swami's face on incense that they were selling in their local shop. And he was always thinking, oh, it will be nice maybe one day to meet that man. So when I said about Swami, he said, oh, let's go from this Christmas madness, shopping and everything, and carols and everything. Let's come and go to India. There won't be this Christmas madness. As it always happens, I love Swami's jokes. So how we arrived in ashram, on a full microphone was singing jingle bells, jingle bells. And it was, I really
was on him.
I said, thank you, Swami, for a joke it was. And anyway, both of us, we then offer our service to orchestra. In that time, director was Sylvia. And from then on, every year we were here.
So 21 years later, yes, you're going to be first time you're going to lead the orchestra,
yes,
in the Kulwant Hall,
yes,
the Thai,
yes,
Kulwant Hall.
Yes.
What an honor and what a privilege.
Yes.
I'm sure a lot has transpired in your life since the last 22 years when you lost your family.
Yes.
And I think that's a story to capture for another time.
Yes.
But I really want to thank you for bringing Radio Sai listeners up to speed about what they can look forward to for Christmas 2016.
My main message is we are working very hard and we will try to pour all our hearts into our singing and hope you will enjoy this concert.
I'm sure we will. Dr. Tatiana Goldberg, thank you.
Thank you.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.